how many mistakes I've made, how many bad decisions I've done, and how many times I've needed forgiveness or redirection, and maybe still do. From little things come greater things. And through it all, there is the need for patience. The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. And while everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat and then went off. And when the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. Wheat and weeds, at first blush, can look an awful lot alike. Just like good decisions and bad decisions, at the beginning, can look an awful lot alike. Do you want us to go and pull them up? No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. And then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn. I guess through it all, there is the need for patience. And we all know how much we all enjoy patience. It doesn't resolve anything, but patience preserves the bond of love and the hope of future perfection. Great bushes come from mustard seeds, and great loaves of bread from just bits of yeast. That's all it takes. And saints come from sinners who struggle on a daily basis to identify with the Spirit of God. On a daily basis. Let them grow together. Don't pull the wheat with the weed. Be patient with yourselves and with your neighbors. In imitation of God, as the Book of Wisdom says, you judge with clemency, and with much lenience you govern us. And you taught your people by these deeds that those who are just must be kind. And you gave your sons good ground for hope, that you would permit repentance for their sins. You can't get better than that. You can't get better than that. That's the Spirit. The Spirit that produces patience in every single one of us to resolve nothing, but just to maintain the bond of love and the hope of future perfection in all of us.